It does come and go, our sound system. Thank you. Let's just say a prayer together, shall we? Father, thank you for your amazing provision for us in so many different ways. Thank you for so much generosity in seeing that building already to the point where it is. And we pray that you will continue to lead us and guide us and provide, not just for us as a community here, but so that we can use that building to share your love with people near and far. That's our longing and our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to be here this morning. If you don't know me, my name's Phil Andrew and I'm the vicar here. Wonderful to see you, Freddie and Beatrice. Congratulations on your baptism this morning. At our all-age services over the last few months, in fact, we've been asking this question. What is God like? And we've been trying to get our heads around this amazing thought that the God we're here to worship this morning is one God who reveals himself to us in three different ways, three different persons. God is one, we worship one God, but we know him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that is a mystery that it should take you the rest of your life to get your head round. It's amazing, it's wonderful, but it's quite complicated. And we've seen already in our all-age services that God is the Father of all, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who is the father to a family, who chose Abraham in the Old Testament and said, through you, everybody, even those people in Reigate in 4,000 years' time, will be blessed as I invite them to belong to my family. And this morning we're celebrating Freddie and Beatrice's welcome into the family of God. We've seen already that God is known to us as God the Son, as Jesus Christ, the one who came and lived among us and died for us and rose again. And we're still in the season of Easter and we celebrate that. And today, very briefly, I want us to begin to think about what it means for us to know God as Holy Spirit. Before we get on to the Holy Spirit, is there anybody here that likes dressing up? Hands up if you like dressing up. Yeah, some adults as well. Well done. Very honest of you. I had a bit of dressing up yesterday. I had a wedding here, and I dressed up in my robes. In fact, earlier in the week, I was in the parish school talking to them about the job of a vicar. Was anybody there? Anybody in year two who was there? Yeah, one or two of you. Would anybody like to help me just with a little bit of dressing up? And I will show everybody else what we did in year two. Anybody in year two or three here this morning who likes dressing up? No? Yes! Yes? Do you like dressing up? Do you want to come and help me? Yeah? No? Yes, come on then. Come on, right. So we talked about the job of a vicar. And I took in one of my robes. I made it clear it wasn't a dress, it was a robe. Come on up then. Great, well done. You're bringing your sister with you. Are you? Just for a bit of courage. And what's your name?
James.
Come on, James. Come and stand here. So, James, would you like to dress up as a vicar? Yeah, no, or an angel? You wouldn't. Shall we ask your sister if she'd like to dress up instead? What's your name?
Hannah,
would you like to dress up as a vicar? Okay, so this is what we did in year two. I put this. This is called, I don't wear this very much. Some of you might have seen it. It's called a cassock alb. And I'm going to put this on you. Hannah, are you ready? Hands up. Okay, James, watch this as your sister is transformed into a vicar, which is very fitting given that there was 20 years yesterday that ladies became vicars in the Church of England. Can you put your arms in there? There we are. It's a little bit big. And other arm in there. No, that's the hood. Put your arm in there. Wonderful. James, just stand at the side there. Look at that. Hang on. And this is called a stole. And we'll put that round you as well, Hannah. And there we are. Turn and face everybody. Put your hands together like that, like vicars do. Absolutely brilliant. Hannah as a vicar. Well done. Now, Hannah, does dressing up make you into a vicar? Doesn't really, does it? And you know, that's the thing about dressing up. Well done. Do you want to go and sit down? We'll take that off. If you like it very much, you can try it on later. Oh, there we are. Fantastic. Hannah and James, you want to go and sit down? Well done. And the thing about dressing up is fantastic. And we all love doing it, even if we don't like to admit that we love doing it. But it doesn't necessarily turn you into Batman or Spider-Man, or because it's May the 4th, Darth Vader, does it? And that can be a bit of a disappointment, as this little boy in this advert found. You might remember this. Jesus' disciples were feeling a little bit like that boy before he had the shock. They were feeling sad and worried. They were worried because everything had changed. They had just spent 3 amazing years with Jesus, God in human form, living amongst us. And the thing about spending time with Jesus, when you read it in the Gospels, is everything changes. He brings life and joy and freedom. They had watched and been part of seeing him talk to people, teach people in a way they'd never heard before. He'd made them understand things about God that nobody had ever told them before. They had seen him heal people, people who were desperate, people who had been cast off by communities. They'd seen Jesus draw them back into community. They had seen Jesus, some of them, with 5,000 other people, take a small basket of food and feed till they were full, 5,000 people. And they knew that life with Jesus made all the difference in the world. Everything was different when Jesus was around. They had seen, if you were here last Sunday, Jesus love people who everybody else hated. They'd seen him reach up to Zacchaeus in the tree. We looked at it last week and say, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must come and eat with you." And just love him unconditionally. But then they had seen, and we thought about this a lot over Easter, they'd seen Jesus die on the cross. And he said, "This is how much I love you." But suddenly, he was taken away from them. And life wasn't going to be the same without Jesus. Then amazingly, he rose from the dead. The tomb was empty. And he appeared to some of his disciples. Not all of them, but some of them. And then, something we're going to celebrate at the end of May, Jesus ascended into heaven. He said, "You can't cling to me. I'm going back to heaven, to my Father and your Father, to the place I came from." And so the disciples were worried and anxious and sad because Jesus wasn't there anymore. And the question was, will life ever be the same again? But do you know, amazingly, they didn't need to be worried or afraid or sad. Because a little bit earlier on, before he had died, Jesus said to his disciples this: "If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth, who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and is in you. When I go," says Jesus, "I will not leave you alone. I will come back to you." So what's God like? God is the Father, God is the Son, but amazingly, God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who says, I will be with you all the time, everywhere, wherever you go. The Holy Spirit's job is to make Jesus real to us and with us and within us. In fact, that word, helper, in that Bible reading, in the Greek, the word is paraclete, and it literally means the one who comes alongside. So the amazing truth of God's Spirit is this: we can know God as the helper, the one who comes alongside us, the one who is amongst us, the one who even is within us. Just think about the person that's closest to you at this moment. Maybe someone sitting next to you or behind you or sitting on your lap. Jesus says, because of his Holy Spirit, he is closer to you now than even that person. And not only that, he will be closer to you tomorrow morning and on Tuesday when you're back at school or at work or wherever you are. That's what God's like. He's the one who lives with us by his Holy Spirit and loves to live even within us. Sometimes we think, if I'm going to get to know Jesus better, I better put something on. I better try and behave as you're supposed to behave in church. I'm supposed to try and do this and that and the other. But the truth is that actually God transforms us from within by giving us his Holy Spirit. And he offers his Holy Spirit to all of us, whether we're very young or very old, whether we feel as if we know Jesus already, or whether we're just on the verge of exploring faith. And that is amazing. The presence of Jesus Christ here with every one of us, wherever we go, every day and every night. That's something to say wow about, isn't it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the promise that you won't leave us alone. We pray this morning for every one of us. We pray for Freddie and Beatrice as they grow up, that all of us will know your presence alongside us and even within us, transforming us and bringing us life in all its fullness. In Jesus' name and for his glory, we pray. Amen.